No problem is too big or too small for Natural Ange.
Morena Ange, how are you?
Morena, I'm well, thank you.
That's very good. If you've got a query, listener at home, 5395 is the text number, or you can call us 309 3879 and ask Ange directly. What are we going to talk about this morning, Ange? It's a nice sunny day, Tamaki Makaurau.
I know, isn't it beautiful? I actually got up early this morning, made the most of it because of spring blossom and everything out there.
It's pretty lovely. You can see every day we've come into work, you can see a little bit more green on the trees on Simon Street. It's very nice.
Yeah, and it's good to get the sun on your pituitary gland so it gets the serotonin up and then the melatonin at night time. It's that day-night thing.
I think of you when I'm sitting with my forehead in the sun. I'm like, oh. Ange would be proud.
Yes, I am proud.
Hey,
yes,
Ange,
I am.
We've actually got someone on the phone. Shall we chat to them?
Sure.
Morena, how are you? Caller?
Kia ora. Kia ora. Thank you very much. Hi, Ange. I'm at the back end of a bit of a head cold.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that like paracetamol will sort of dry up the drip.
Yes.
But I've had a few paracetamols and it's just sort of my nose. I'm well again. I don't feel sick, but I've still got, I'm not coughing or anything, just a dripping nose.
Drip. Okay. I would head for my cold decongestant formula on my website because it's got 50% Eye-Bright in it, and that's a nasal decongestant in the upper respiratory tract. And then it's got some echinacea just to tidy up the rest of the virus and boost your immunity, so it just is a thing of the past.
Right.
How does that sound?
Dry that shit up.
Yeah. And, and then otherwise, there's always vitamin C, but I would go for the cold decongestant formula because it works a treat and it buzzes on the tongue, so it's a good quality echinacea, and that will do the job.
And you say on your website, is that like a recipe for me to make or a place to go and just purchase this magical...
You can purchase it. Yeah, there's 100ml and 200ml for sale, and then we courier it to you.
That is magic.
Or if you want it quicker than that, you can hop upstairs above Harvest Whole Foods in Richmond Road, 407A, and grab it.
Fantastic.
Okay, that's cool. I will do that.
Okay, cool. Thanks for your call.
Thank you, caller.
And keep well from now.
If you want to call, 309 3879 is the number. Ange will sort you out.
Half your plate veggies and quarter of a plate protein, quarter of a plate whole grains is the key for the Mediterranean diet. I thought I'd also talk about the mood talk that I'm doing. Is your mood
Fantastic.
Getting the better of you? And it's a talk that I'm doing this Saturday at Harvest Natural Health Centre at 10 o'clock. If you want to come along, you get on my mailing list, really. It's the best idea. So go Natural Ange and then go contact us and then we'll... but you'll be able to register through that. But it's all talking about the latest 5 years where the research on the microbiota is just having a huge impact on our mood because it makes serotonin and GABA and all the other neurotransmitters, synthesizers, B vitamins. And you know when you get down, you drink more alcohol, eat more white bread and toast and high fat foods, and it's actually making it worse.
Doesn't help.
So actually over 3 to 6 months, if you start to build up your microbiota, and I'll tell you how to do that at the course, you actually start to feel better and better and better on all fronts. And I'll also talk about herbal medicine and the research behind that. And I'm talking a lot about overwhelm because I find a lot of people are just like got too much on and, spinning. Mm. And then also lifestyle measures that I've found really practical. It costs you nothing, but you just got to remember to do these things. And that just puts you back into parasympathetic nervous system where there's nothing wrong. Rest and digest kind of thing. And the more we do these things, it'll have a ripple effect on our community, and then it'll be a calmer, more beautiful place.
That's so lovely. We've got a text.
Oh, good.
Someone who needs help.
Yes.
They said, "Do you have any advice for getting rid of stubborn plantar warts?"
Plantar warts. Yeah.
What's
always,
a plantar wart?
It's a verruca.
Oh, okay.
The big, thick ones
on your
feet. And, it's often, swimming pools and things you can get like that. So that's why you take your jandals to the swimming
pools. Getting into swimming pool season.
And, kids at school wearing bare feet, that sort of thing can
happen. Athlete's foot as well, isn't it?
No, that's different.
Oh, sorry.
It's not a wart. It's the splitting between the toes, which is another thing. So the plantar warts, I often use sulphur to get rid of those. And that works or it doesn't. And then if it doesn't. So good that the first try, and I've got that up at Harvest.
Is that like a little
dispensary.
paint thing?
It's a homeopathic drop, but works really well on plantar warts. And then otherwise, you've got to get the stronger salicylic acid from the doctor. It's not the one over the counter from the chemist. And this is what my GP told me. And you've got to buff it up with an emery board to make it more sort of porous and then put this in. Alternatively, there's always banana juice and dandelion juice, and you've got to sit around and get the white milk and put that on every day. And wow.
I saw something online about a clinic, rather, in the UK that does marigolds, apparently. Marigolds are really good for it. And they've, patented this thing. I don't know, it just came up on Twitter the other day.
It's quite often it's just that white milky juice that comes out of a dandelion or a banana skin, because it's got acids in it, and it makes them... It causes a localised irritation, and then your immune system goes, oh, what's going on here? Oh, there's a wart here. Oh, we better get rid of it, But otherwise, the wart just sits in a little capsule and the immune system's like, zooming around and not even aware of it. And that's why you've got to buff it up and irritate it and, shake it up a bit.
Nice.
Sneaky little warts there.
Yeah. And then quite often, especially with growing children, they've got a zinc deficiency, and I can't remember whether it's 60 or 70%, but those people who suddenly were supplemented with zinc, warts cleared up. The kids who get lots of warts on their knees and fingers and things like that.
Zinc. Zinc's the key.
Yeah.
Do you just take that as a supplement? Or
Yeah. Or you can take it in drops. Or zinc's high in seafood, pumpkin seeds, and red meat.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Sounds very tasty. Way to solve a problem.
And I think you've answered this one before, but Ange, can you please help me with my severe acid reflux?
Oh, that's always a good question.
I feel like we've touched on acid reflux before.
Yeah, so it depends. Sometimes it can be a reaction to a food, like with ice cream for me, just keeps coming up. It just doesn't work.
Ice cream?
It's not right. And some people might find, it's whenever I have tomato-y things or nightshade things. I mean, I'm just making this up, you'd have to find out. But otherwise, there's the active elements 4.1 for acid reflux and slippery elm to help with the burny side of things. Or otherwise, try doing sour foods before meals, so the enzymes are all up and they're going brrr and just, like a waste master, break down the food and it goes down to the small intestine.
I love it.
Yeah, great, but some people don't secrete enough digestive enzymes, and then it just sits there, and then you get the secondary fermentation, and then it starts burping up. So, get your digestion around the right way.
We've got one more person on the line here. Kia ora caller, how are you?
Morena.
Morena. How are you today?
Ke te pai aho.
Ka pai.
Cool, ka pai.
Oh, good, thank you.
What's your question for Ange?
Sorry, this is probably a waste of your time, but just hearing you mention pumpkin seeds made me think of when I buy a whole pumpkin and then I cut it up to cook and I whatever, can I maybe dry out the seeds and eat them? Or?
Yeah, that's a pumpkin seed. Put them on the windowsill.
Oh, windowsill, cool. Oh, all right, I'll do that from now on. Do you
toast them up as well? Can you toast
them? You can lightly toast them, or you can have them raw.
Certainly.
Add them to my muesli, my porridge in the morning.
Absolutely.
That's not a waste of anybody's time. That's a fantastic hot tip.
Yeah, it is.
Oh. Thank you for
and
your call.
And sunflower seeds. you can have a windowsill full of all sorts.
Speaking of hot tips, someone else texted in saying, I use straight oregano oil, and it worked really well for their verrucas.
It would do too, because oregano is really potent.
Another buff it up situation, pour it on.
Yep.
Let it.
That'll
sort
work
it out.
Too. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Ange. You'll be back next week. And
yes,
we'll chat to you then.
Sounds good. And don't forget the mood talk. If it's getting the better of you,
come and talk to sign Ange. Up for that on your website?
Yeah, just go contact us on the Natural Ange website.
Fantastic.
Cool. See
thank
you next
you.
Week.
Bye.
That was Natural Ange. Naturally.